We are living in most uncertain times of life. Who'd have thought entire world would be locked down?
Welcome to KK Talks, a podcast to make your life better. Every week, Kanchan Kua Army talks about career development, life goals, mental health, and relationship.
Hey, hi, this is Kanchan Kwarbi, and you're listening to my podcast, KK Talks. And we are starting our very first series called Life in Lockdown. And in this podcast, I'm going to share life experiences of people like you and me, what they do, how they keep themselves engaged and motivated, what they have lost, what they have gained. So let's start our journey. And to begin with, you know, I decided that I'm going to share my experience during this pandemic. So as I'm in India, so for us, it all started in the last week of March. And initially, it really looked like it's going to be just like any other flu, like swine flu or Spanish flu, and it will just go away in weeks' time. But then, cases started coming all over the country, and potentially numbers started increasing, and then the death rate also started increasing. So that is where, you know, we actually realized this is not any sci-fi movie, and this is really, really happening. And it impacted us all around, impacted the entire country. You know, all fundamental infrastructure was just gone for toss, be it the education system or our medical system, our financial infrastructure, and everything was really crumbling around us. And yes, obviously, you know, it impacted my professional life, my personal life. We had to cut down on our staff. Should we close our one branch office? Financially, we took a big hit. On personal front, me and my wife were expecting, and we found really difficult that to find as a hospital or a good doctor. It was like really, really panic situation for us. And for me, the biggest impact, I would say, was on our lifestyle, because we used to follow a routine, and after this pandemic, that really went for toss. So we did not have any particular timetable that we used to follow. We were waking up late. The whole biological clock got disturbed. And that is when, you know, we really realized that our whole lifestyle is getting messed up. And we really need to bring back the order in the life. And that's actually when my wife decided to take this 21 days challenge of waking up early at 5 in the morning. Initially, I tried twice or thrice joining her, but then it was really difficult for me to wake up really early in the morning. But she kept pushing me, and then later on I joined her. And that is when, you know, things started getting really good for us. We felt that, you know, now we are productive, and we were following a particular routine. We were doing meditation and reading books, started writing journal, and then picked up our old hobbies. Like, so I started playing guitar again, and that is something which is a big booster for me. And apart from that, the thought of, you know, taking up a new hobby or doing something really new. So I started with the podcast, and she went on joining some online course of law of attraction, which she's doing right now. So, you know, if you ask me, guys, any advice which I can share, so very simple, you know, there are few very, very important thing if you can do, if you can follow in your life, it will really help. One is right away, if you're not already following any schedule or timetable, start doing it right away. Make sure that, you know, you have a particular routine, because it helps. And if once, you know, it starts syncing with your mind and your body, it will keep you fit and mentally healthy. So that is really, really important, because you know, our life throughout, you know, the way we have been brought up, we have a set timetable or schedule that we, our mind and our body are used to follow. So if that, you know, get imbalanced, so it impacts not only your health, your physical health, but also your mental health. So make sure that, you know, you right away get back into a schedule. Second, any hobby, anything you always wanted to do, but you did not had enough time to pursue it, I would say this is the right time, because this is the time which you need need to follow a hobby actually, and if you can do it, it will be a great morale booster. Like I mentioned, you know, I started playing guitar and it's really helping me, it's making me feel really positive and very good. Third, I would say pick up a new hobby, anything new which you wanted to do. Like I always wanted to do podcasting, so I started doing it because it helped me, you know, to build my skills, like one for like communication skills, my presentation skills, my leadership skills. You can also try any new thing which you always wanted to do, or you really get influenced by looking at people doing it. So you can pick up anything, you know, just learn something new. And the fourth one, very important, guys, because we are kind of in a, you know, mental stress also due to this lockdown, and never ever get into isolation. Always talk to people, make a communication channel open always, because once you start getting yourself isolated, it will really going to impact your mental health, and it will bring a lot of negativity, right? So my advice, talk to your folks, you know, talk to your parents, talk to your family members, take out time and, you know, just get yourself indulged in some kind of communications with people living around you and outside also, which will really going to help. Yeah, so folks, I hope today's podcast give you some perspective, some new ideas to, you know, deal with this whole lockdown thing. And for next week, I'll be back soon. Most likely I'll have another guest in my show to talk about this lockdown and the life in lockdown. Guys, thank you so much for listening, and take care. Bye.